and greeting from Launch Site 39 from the press site at Cape Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The wind is picking up, and I'm having to shield it with my hand to prevent wind blasts on the microphone. Our cameras are running, and all eyes are poised on that giant bird over there, 36 stories of it, faintly smoking, fully loaded with liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen, its giant five first-stage engines, destined to begin in just a few seconds now. The countdown ignition sequence has started. Engines are on. We already see the flame, and there it goes, a huge blast of flame, and in a moment it's going to strike us with a giant shock wave. They have liftoff. I can just see the flame. There's a huge cloud of smoke that momentarily has obscured the missile. I cannot see it. The tower is clear. Now the shock waves begin to reach us here, and there it goes, a spectacular, stately, fantastic sight. Giant series of staccato rumbles booming this direction as the gallery behind me breaks into spontaneous applause. Little tiny thin cloud cover, flame now not visible. The missile again will be visible in just a few moments as a very thin little bank of clouds shaking the ground all around me, rattling my pants legs, reverberating everywhere. Cameraman cracking it on up as that giant 36-story firecracker blast its way off into space. And I find myself shaking here as the ground all around me is shaking. I'm shaking from excitement. It's difficult to look at the tail of that missile. It is as brilliant as the sun, so bright. It's almost impossible to look at as I now see it very clearly in a big bright blue hole as it's arching on up, bending over slightly. Now a vapor trail develops outside the cone as I still see the flame. Bending over ever so slightly downrange, the giant tongue of flame